top of the news this Thursday morning, the Republican Party formally named U.S. Senator John McCain of Arizona as their presidential candidate yesterday evening in a vote just minutes after McCain's running mate, the governor of the U.S. state of Alaska, Sarah Palin, addressed the convention. Until McCain announced Palin as his running mate late last week, Palin was little known outside her home state of Alaska. Catherine Jean Lopez is at the Republican convention in St. Paul, Minnesota, and says Palin's main task in her first speech to a national audience was to introduce herself.
Sarah Palin, governor of Alaska, just about the furthest away state from anybody in the United States, was really a relative unknown before she was chosen by John McCain last Friday. And so everybody was coming to the convention on Wednesday night with a sense of anticipation and wanting to know how she would do, how she presents herself. She is the mother of a son who's going to be deployed to Iraq in September. She was able to bring that to the podium. She's the mother of a newborn who has Down syndrome. She brought that to the podium. She had to announce that her daughter is pregnant, her unwed 17-year-old daughter is pregnant. And so she brought the daughter and her fiancé up on the stage along with the rest of the family. She did it in such a way where she didn't seem to be glamorizing what was done. She talked about how her family has ups and downs, and it didn't look like she was glamorizing it, but she was loving her daughter and embracing life, and because that's what they do. Her job was really to introduce herself tonight. Everyone is waiting with some anticipation for the debate to see if she actually does know her stuff and if she can debate foreign policy with Joe Biden, who's been doing it for decades. She certainly gave the impression that she knows what she's talking about on all fronts.